The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, it's 8 o'clock here in North Dakota, here on December 13th, 2022. I'm James Kelso, your host for the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Always live, sometimes lively. Welcome to the show. And if you want to add your bit of liveliness, you can do so at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. I don't know what's happened to my voice. Yeah, I think it's permanently... Aren't you supposed to have a voice change at, I don't know, early teenage years? Here I am. No, who's the famous guy that that happened to? The Las Vegas performer. What's his name? Let's see. I'll think of it in a second here. He's the fellow who sang "Donkashing, darling, Donkashing." Mm-hmm. And he sang it in a very high tenor voice, and it was, you know, like a number one type song for those of you that are 100 years or more old. And then his voice went through the floor, went low, and that's the way it remained. And I'll think of his name here at some point in the near future before we finish this show. But anyway, something like that happened to me, has apparently happened to me. Now all I need is a number one song in my old tenor voice, and fold a few million or $100 million in Las Vegas. And this guy is apparently the man in Las Vegas, Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Big in Las Vegas now. It's going to come to me in a minute. Well, here we are, and let me give you the atmospherics. You know, they have the weather, the attractive weather girl on big time shows. We don't have a big time show. We don't have an attractive weather girl, so you'll have to look at me. And here it is. It's warm and toasty up here in North Dakota. Right now it's 31 degrees on my front porch, and that is, see, those of you that are not from this neck of the woods, you think that's cold, but it's not up here. That's barefoot weather. That's why should I put a jacket on? I'm only going to be outside for half an hour. And so it's 31 degrees, and it snowed today. So I just went out on my porch, and my little inflatable elf, my Christmas elf, who stands out in my front porch with a little inflating motor inside of him. Oh, poor guy. He got kind of pushed down by the snow. And so I picked him up and straightened him out, dusted the snow off of him. He's standing up again on the front porch under the Christmas lights. And it's, yeah, that's the weather report. Let us turn to the matter at hand, Donald John Trump. And I'm there, you know, the news the news, look at this, look at this. I mean, the war, the rhinos are really freaking out. And so here's the headline. I just saw it this second, so I'm giving you my immediate reaction. McConnell, I'm reading this over at thegatewaypundit.com. What a good website, thegatewaypundit.com. McConnell trashes Trump. Quote, our ability to control the primary outcome was quite limited in 2022 because of support of the former president. Now, it says there's a video associated with this article, so let me go over it. I want to hear that. I want to hear this, the turtle, this decrepit McConnell uttering these words. Let me find it. Where is it? I think, okay, it's over here. How do these things happen? How does this guy, this piece of garbage, and you know, whenever he appears, if you see him on TV talking in the rotunda of the Capitol or some other setting calculated to make him look important, this worm of a man, he usually has one of his henchmen standing behind him. And he has one of those now. These very forgettable people. Let's listen to him. Here he is.
Looking at each race separately, I wasn't making that up. We had a bunch of close races. We ended up having a candidate quality time. Anybody remember who mentioned that back in August? Look at Arizona. Look at New Hampshire. And a challenging situation in Georgia as well. We did. By we, I mean the Senate Leadership Fund, did intervene in two primaries, in Alabama and in Missouri. And I do think we had an opportunity to relearn one more time. You have to have quality candidates to win competitive Senate races. We went through this in 2010, 2012, Christine O'Donnell, Sharon Angle, Todd Akin, Richard Murdoch, and unfortunately revisited that situation in 2022.
Now let me just pause this guy. I mean, this guy is a piece of, he is something, a piece of work. That's what I'm looking for. Mitch McConnell. We had a candidate quality problem, Mitch McConnell? No. I mean, I can think of one candidate quality problem, and that's in Kentucky, and it's you, Jocko. This guy, I mean, what has he got here? CCP money? Yeah, that's the answer. Mitch McConnell is sitting on CCP money, which he's arranged through Elaine Coco Chow, his wife, whose father, James Chow, is directly connected to the Chinese Communist Party through their large operation, hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, talk about in your face. I mean, couldn't you have picked some kind of a business? The McConnell family business. You know, couldn't they have like a string of corrupt car dealerships or like the McCain family, get connected to a beer dealership? No. Their business is shipping Chinese crap to the United States and destroying American jobs, building up communist China. That's the McConnell family business, is shipping giant cargo ships loaded with slave-made goods from China to be sold to undersell any possible American manufacturing. I mean, it's in your face. And that's how McConnell has. Oh, and then we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars funneled through James Chow, who operates directly under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party, as would anyone. Anybody, I mean, let's see, how do you arrange, you know, I don't know what's the size of McConnell's ships, but, you know, they're probably bigger than you can get through the Panama Canal, you know, longer than a football field. And how do you line the ships up like that, manufactured for you? How do you line up the deals, the ships, the contracts? You don't do that. And look at McConnell. He's a businessman, really? No. This is all. It's a way of funneling corruptly huge amounts of money to Mitch McConnell, so he can then do what with these goons that are standing behind him at all these press conferences and microphone opportunities, so he can hand money out to his goons and to the rhinos in the Senate. That's the scam that this guy's been running. Look at the guy. Look at ugly, inarticulate, disgusting. He has got nothing going for him upstairs. Probably nothing downstairs either. What's he got? His pants are full of money. That's what he's got. Let's listen to him some more.
Our ability to control the primary outcome was quite limited in 22 because of the support of the former president. proved to be very decisive in these primaries.
Look at the way, you know, if you had to imitate, like, what would it sound like for a corpse to speak? What would it sound like? A cold corpse, fish-eyed corpse, if it were to speak, it would sound the way McConnell just sounded.
So my view was, do the best you can with the cards you're dealt. Hopefully in the next cycle, we'll have quality candidates everywhere and a better outcome. Looking.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and, you know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. From that same patriotic state of Kentucky that somehow has belched forth Mitch McConnell for all these years, we get Rand Paul. We get the best and the worst. Let's see, we got a caller here. We may have lost him. Let's see if Scotty is still with us from New York. Nope, Scotty is gone. All righty. Well, I tried, Scotty. You can call back and be on the air toot sweet. All righty. So I just pulled that right off of the Gateway Pundit. And now my big source of reading every day, as you know, is truthsocial.com. And the president, this is the man who Mitch McConnell just said was, we had a quality problem, Mitch, and we weren't able to control the outcome. I mean, what kind of verbiage is this? Control the outcome? What is that? I mean, are you trying to say win? We were not able to, our ability to control the outcome was severely limited? What is that? You get an F on that in a freshman English class. Look at this guy. Come on, United States Senate, Republicans in the Senate. You can do a whole lot better than this. Let's go over to the man of whom Mitch McConnell speaks. And what he did today was remarkable. It was phenomenal. He's still doing it. Let me go to the top here. It's hard to, I have a big screen, and it's hard to scroll through all the material that our president puts up on a daily basis now. I've not yet been able to count the number of what we formerly called tweets. But you know what? Wait a minute. We can use the word tweet again because of Elon Musk. God bless Elon Musk. What a man. Whether Donald Trump is tweeting on there or not, how did this guy get the idea to do this, and how did he get the stones to do it? But the president, so we could call them tweets, but now he calls them truths because he's issuing them on truthsocial.com. His most recent truth, let me hit refresh, see what his most recent truth is. It is, and it's going to be a matter of minutes, 31 minutes ago. And that's a post where the president says, Trump files defamation suit against members of the Pulitzer Prize board for defending debunked Russiagate honors. Former President Trump filed a defamation lawsuit on Tuesday. That's today. Over the 2018 National Reporting Award from the Pulitzer Prize Board to the New York Times and Washington Post. And of course, they were given a Pulitzer Prize for concocting stories about Russiagate. And here's the reason that defamation is in order and why the Pulitzer Prize, of course, should be canceled. They filed those stories full well knowing they were lying through their ugly teeth. And this is what Elon Musk has given us, the gift he's given us. He's, you know, sometimes if you're like me, you'll have the fantasy, you'll imagine, what if people knew what the liars are really thinking? What if we could read their minds? What if, you know, there was like a little teleprompter or a teletype going on the top of their forehead that revealed their actual true thoughts? What would it be like? Because that's the problem dealing with liars, of course. You know, they're lying. So you have to divine what the truth is. But what if it were printed right there on their face? Well, that's what Elon Musk did. He's taken the hidden files, which were to remain hidden. Those were never to be revealed. Those communications were never to be divulged. And he has divulged them to us. And he's, on a daily basis, putting them out by the thousands. So we're finding out. Now we find out. You know, we know the New York Times is a bunch of liars, and we know that the Washington Post is a pack of liars. But now you have it. You have the revealed inner thoughts from, you know, like the Wizard of Oz. Elon Musk has pulled the curtain back. Elon Musk is the little dog. What's the name of the dog there? And
I'll get you. You and your little dog, too.
What was the name of the little dog? Toto. Yes, Elon Musk is Toto here. He had the impertinence to sniff around behind the screen and expose the Wizards of Oz. We'll be right back.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're back. And, you know, we were just speaking of, well, here, I'll play it for you. I found it during the break. Here it is. And I'll talk about the author of this and right after we listen to it. You all know it. Everyone on earth. Is there anyone on earth who doesn't know this scene?
Stay out of this, Brenda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops the house on you.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Yeah, The Wizard of Oz, written by L. Frank Baum, B-A-U-M. And, you know, it turns, this is a, you know, I need to research this more completely, but I did a cursory research on L. Frank Baum years ago. It turns out he's a patriot. And I just now noticed he actually was living in South Dakota, not too far from where I am here in North Dakota. I didn't know that fact about him. And here, just a few facts. But the background here, in The Wizard of Oz, think about it. I just analogized Elon Musk to being Toto, pulling the curtain away so that we could see the wizard and see that, in fact, he was just full of crap. And the, well, what L. Frank Baum was doing there with The Wizard of Oz, he was making a point that there is a Wizard of Oz in our world, even back when he was writing this book. There are people operating behind the curtain, running your world and mine based on pure BS. One of their tools is, and you see this in The Wizard of Oz, is that Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion and the Scarecrow are all intimidated by the BS from The Wizard of Oz. And The Wizard of Oz's success depends on that, the power of that BS. And what L. Frank Baum is telling us is, hey, look behind the curtain. You don't need to be as afraid as you are. You can beat this SOB, and you can beat this system. Now, Hollywood didn't... This is a message that L. Frank Baum had in the movie, and somehow the brilliant story and the brilliant staging of the movie, of the story, kept Hollywood from realizing what's so obvious about the story. But here, let's read a bit about the man. Even though I'm reading from Wikipedia, which is a horrible source, sometimes a few facts have survived from the early years of Wikipedia when there actually was information here. Born in Chittenango, New York in 1856 into a devout Methodist family, he had German, Scots-Irish, and English ancestry. Well, that's your quintessential American. That's who we are. He was the seventh of nine children of Cynthia Ann Stanton and Benjamin Ward Baum, only five of whom survived into adulthood. Life was tough. And let's go down here. Baum started writing early in life, possibly prompted by his father buying him a cheap printing press. And, well, I'll read up on him after the show. The South Dakota years. In July 1888, Baum and his wife moved to Aberdeen, Dakota Territory. Wasn't even a state yet. I think we became a state in 1889. His habit of giving out wares on credit led to the eventual bankruptcy of the store. So Baum turned to editing the local newspaper, the Aberdeen Saturday Pioneer. Wow, I mean, things were happening. Following the death of Sitting Bull at the hands of Indian Agency police, I can't even read what's next. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America,
build America first. Sing it, Merle. We're back, folks. And let me go to just reading up on L. Frank Baum. What an interesting guy. More interesting than I even knew. But let me go to back to the president and Truth Social, because I barely scratched the surface here. He's still posting away. Let me see if he's posted something in the last few minutes or seconds. No, without. Now, here are some of the things he's posted today. Here's a great post about Melania and Christmas. Here's one. This is interesting. The president is putting up polls that show he is the clear favorite of us, the people, that he is the ultimate populist. And I like the fact that he's putting up polls. Some of the polls show him way ahead of everybody else, including, yes, must I mention it, DeSantis, the sanctimonious one. But he's also putting up polls that, you know, remember, nobody trusts polls less than Donald Trump. He's even putting up polls that don't show him way, way ahead, but just show him clearly ahead. And I admire that. I like that. Because he's making a point therein. That is, if Donald Trump, Donald Trump doesn't have to be beating the pants off of Ron DeSanctimonious or anybody else to deserve and get the nomination. If he's decidedly ahead, then it's his. And if you want to embarrass us and drag us all through an unnecessary fight, and of course no good deed goes unpunished, does it? Well, then do it. Drag us through the process of an internecine fight within the Republican Party once again. And Donald Trump will do once again what he had to do in 2016, which is, how many did he knock down? You know, set them up, bartender, and then Donald Trump knocked them down, 16 of them, starting with Jeb Bush. What did he call Jeb Bush? He said he had, what was it? It was low energy. He called him low energy Bush. These are not nasty tweets. He just called him low energy. Perfect. And then he took them one at a time. You want to do it again? You want to go through this dance again? Okay, well, let Donald Trump go into the ring with Ron DeSantis. But anyway, he's putting up the poll. So here's one he just put up. This is what I'm referencing. He put this up today. This is Interactive Polls is the name of this one. And it shows the 2024 National Republican primary. Trump favored by 49% per the poll. DeSantis at 31. You say, oh, gee, well, look at that. That's a big number for DeSantis. No, it's not. If Trump, and this is what he's saying. Okay, you want to cheat in the poll and, you know, try to make DeSantis look better than he is and make me look worse than I am. I'm still ahead 49 to 31. What are you going to go with, the 31% guy? What are you, dumb? Then you got, you know, Mike Pence at 8%. Oh, yeah. Then Ted Cruz at 2, Nikki Haley at 2, Liz Cheney, there's a winner, at 2%. Right, 2% of us would prefer Liz. Yeah, right. Governor Abbott of Texas at 1%, Mike Pompeo at 1%, Kristi Noem of the aforementioned South Dakota, 1%. Glenn Youngkin of Virginia at 1%. Tom Scott at 0%, pulling in an astounding 0%. And that's a poll of 4,215 registered voters taken from December 9th to 11th. And, you know, the president, the next poll that comes out that shows him ahead, you know, 68% to, you know, 20% for DeSantis, or, you know, some other numbers. He'll put them all up there. He doesn't just pick and choose. He doesn't cherry pick. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. Here is another post coming up. Now, his style, the presidential style in posting now, is to use very big graphics and to make it a kind of a video, a graphical interface that we have on Truth Social with the president. And here's a post he put up 5 hours ago, a post put up by Rob Schmidt, who is, where do we find Rob Schmidt? I watch him every day. Is he on Newsmax, or is it OAN, or Real America's Voice? I forget which of the three I watch Rob Schmidt on, but he says Media Research Center did a poll. 1 in 6 Biden voters would have changed their vote had they known about his corruption, as in Hunter Biden revelations. That's 13 million votes, 1 in 6. Only 22,000 votes were needed to flip the election, and Biden loses to Trump. So that's called rigging. Even the slanted polls say that 13 million votes would have switched if the truth had not been censored, kept from us by a rigged system, by fraud. All right, that's something we all know. The president, but the presidency, he's been pounding on this incessantly. He doesn't back down. He doesn't surrender. Now, all these Mitch McConnell people, they've been saying for the last 2 years, no, you've got to move on. Mike Pence, you have to move on. We have to look forward. We can't look backward. We can't consider what happened in 2020. That would be looking backward. You don't want to look backward at how you got screwed. You want to just take it. Yeah. Take it in the rear and go on. No, we're going to look at it and we're going to see what you did to us and we're going to make you pay for it. No, we're not going to move on after what you did to us. So, but see, the president, turns out he was right. Once again, here's a post from the president. He says, Elon Musk fires Twitter lawyer Jim Baker, who was involved in censoring Hunter Biden laptop and Russia probe. Here's another post from the president. The FBI warned Twitter during weekly meetings. So now how, this is amazing. Oh, and by the way, who's going after Elon Musk now? This one more reason for me to admire Elon Musk. John Brennan, who voted for the Gus Hall, the chairman of the American Communist Party in 1976, in his first presidential vote. And he's gotten worse since then. John Brennan, a pathetic post. I don't have it in front of me, but I wish I could read it to you. It's so revealing of the puny psychology of John Brennan. But he's going after Elon Musk. He's kicking and biting. He's fighting dirty. Mitt Romney, the same scenario. Mitt Romney going on about, we can't go back. We can't talk about 2020. And, of course, now the headline is, I thought his niece, Rona Romney McDaniel, I was fooled. I thought she might be okay. Nope. So she's going to walk the plank. She's not going to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee. This has gotten too far gone for her to retain that position. So we're going to get a MAGA chairman of the Republican National Committee. These are people, the people behind the screen. Toto pulled the screen away. Go, Elon. The new Toto. He actually looks a little bit like Toto. Wow. Toto is very cute. Elon's cute. But he spotted Jim Baker. Get this. And Jim Baker was, he's in charge of Twitter. He's lead counsel. Okay, that's an important dude. That top attorney, yeah, he's got power. So he's got the power at Twitter. Whoever the SOBs were who were running Twitter before Musk took it over. But now, of all the organizations in the world, let's trace the roots of Jim Baker. Let's follow the breadcrumbs. So of all the thousands and tens of thousands of organizations in the world, we're going to follow Jim Baker's career track to see what we can find out. What do you call it? Do a personnel search on Jim Baker. So out of all the thousands of organizations in the world that Jim Baker could have worked for before he took the job at Twitter. Who could, I mean, just think of all the thousands of corporations, you know, commercial companies of every kind, big operations, this and that. And so Jim Baker could have worked for any of them. But out of all those thousands and thousands of choices, he worked for one particular company. What was that one particular company? Got to hang up here. We've got a blizzard alert here. The schools are calling us saying that I'm sure that school is going to be canceled. Yay! Cry all the kids. Out of all those thousands of companies, Jim Baker, his previous employer, with whom he was the lead counsel, the top attorney. In other words, he's the guy who knows where all the skeletons are buried. He knows all the dirt. His previous employer, a group called FBI. Funny. That is, you know, there's so many coincidences in life. Isn't that amazing how things like that just keep happening? Just a coincidence. I mean, it is, Martha, it's a coincidence. There's no connection between the fact that Jim Baker was running the scam at the FBI and the fact that his next job was running the scam at a private company, a private, that independently. We have to leave them alone. We can't put any restrictions on Twitter because it's a privately, yeah, right, my ass, it's a private company. Jim Baker moves his portfolio from the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue from the 7th floor there to wherever, I don't know where is Twitter based. He moves it over to the Twitter offices, and Elon smokes him out. Elon gives him the boot. And it gets better. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, they caught Jim Baker before they frog marched him out of the Twitter building. He was deleting and editing his and others' files to cover up his tracks. Beautiful. Let's go to, on our phones here. Let's go to Jack in Massachusetts. Jack, are you with us?
Hey, James.
Yeah, what's up, Jack?
Hey, listen to you every night. Never called in, but I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
I really enjoyed your commentary on The Wizard of Oz. I'm up in your age group. And I seem to remember as a youngster, didn't we used to watch The Wizard of Oz like every year?
Oh, I mean, The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, you and I, we grew up on The Wizard of Oz. It was an annual event for sure. You know, and that would be a big deal. Full color, you know, it was one of the early color movies. But right. That was an annual event, along with all the other things that, you know, the left, the woke left, is deleting them and getting rid of them, getting rid of the Christmas carols are going.
Right.
Now it's Happy Holidays and on and on and on. You're right. But now you were making an observation. Go ahead.
Well, just as a sideline to the Wizard of Oz, have you seen Bill Still take on Wizard of Oz, his video?
Say that name again. Bill who?
Still, Still.
No, I haven't.
I think check it out. It's a great, he did a great expose on The Wizard of Oz. But you're right, James. You know, what we have is a leadership problem. And it's all over the place, whether it's Democrat, Republican, whatever. There's a leadership problem. You're spot on. And, I thank God the public broadcasting's out there to get a chance to sit down and take in some information. I hope everything goes forward for humankind. We want, not whether Republicans are going to win or Trump's going to win, I mean, we have to come out of this in a better place than we are right now.
Yeah, folks, listen carefully. Yeah, let me tell the audience, listen to what you're hearing in Jack's voice there from Massachusetts. And Jack's been around the track like me and us older guys and gals. We have a perspective on where... Stay with me, Jack, because you're saying something very powerful. And we'll come back to Jack right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
So we're back, folks. Now I've got a little treat for you. We got Jack on the line there in Massachusetts, and he is just speaking wisdom here. I heard it in your voice, Jack, is that this is getting hairy, is it not?
Well, you could say if you're a frog, it's getting real warm.
Yeah. Now, and there's another old guy who has that same feeling, folks, and that's his name is Donald John Trump. He's feeling the same thing Jack and I are feeling, that this is – we're looking at curtains, folks. We're looking at the end. This is not just another, you know, another show here. So now here, now the president put up today, he put up a tweet, and I'm going to read it to you in a minute, a message with a picture of Charlie Daniels. And it's a classic Charlie Daniels quote from the president with a nice picture of Charlie Daniels, a country folk. And now I'm going to play something for you that I played the other day. This is a, you know, she's a younger woman when she's singing here, but she's older now, Gretchen Wilson. Listen to what Gretchen Wilson has to say. She's on to this too.
To all my sisters out there keeping it country. Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Oh my goodness, Gretchen Wilson. Now here's what the president tweeted today or messaged. Let me go to it here. Here's a picture of Charlie Daniels with a big 10-gallon hat and his big belt buckle, and it says, "The news," this is Charlie Daniels talking to us, "the news is not about news anymore. It's about protecting some people, destroying others," as in Donald Trump, "and shoving a socialist agenda down the collective throats of America," unquote, Charlie Daniels. And that's a post by Donald Trump. And that's, he's sending a message with all of these posts, and that you just heard a musical version of it there from Gretchen Wilson, who sings one of our songs on this show, with Merle Haggard. But go ahead, Jack. Share some more of your wisdom with us.
Yeah, well, time does have an effect on you as you live life. You know, my take is that the world doesn't turn on a dime, but it turns on a quarter. The world turns on the size of a quarter, which is about the size of the pupils of your eyes and the size of your ears. And what you see and what you allow yourself to see and hear, you have to be very careful what goes in there.
Jack, would you do me a favor? You are a real blessing to this show. This is your first call. Would you be sure to dial frequently to this show?
I'll try.
Thanks.
I'm usually working during these hours.
Okay. That's very inconvenient. Well, when you can, we really appreciate your wisdom, Jack. And we run out of time, so we got to close down the show here, but we'll be back again here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. So long, folks. Thanks, Jack.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.